Hello, everybody, and welcome to Top Tier, where Kyle and I both have a list of things that we think are better than each other, and you get to decide at the end of the week who had the better list. I am your host, Joseph, of course, alongside me, the greatest co-host whoever is, whoever will be, Mr. Kyle Stevenson. How are you, sir?
I'm ready to take this sucker down in every single episode.
Oh, goodness gracious. I thought we said no fighting words on this show, but we are.
We're fighting. We're fighting. All right,
fair enough. I like this.
Yeah. The idea for the show is I'm on TikTok probably a little way too much.
Sure.
And I see some fun things of people like drafting random items to a team. And then they argue over whose team is better. And I was like, you know what? Why don't we just do that? Because our love of arguing over stupid things like Ellie versus Aloy or Sub-Zero versus Scorpion. And let's expand it a little bit and have some fun. But let everyone who listens to the show, let them be the judge of who wins or not.
And so what we decided to do today is kind of the pilot. So, you know, we both are going to make a new fantasy league. All right.
And because Joe forgot to log into the old one.
I forget sometimes. And sometimes the password to things. And sometimes you're like, you know, when you write the password down, and you're like, this is the password I use for everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then it's wrong password. And then you fix the password and it's just like, can't use the same password. I'm like, what? Come on.
Yeah. How dare you? Yeah.
You shut up. You shut up, Google Chrome. So. What we're going to do is we're going to make this list. We're going to argue about it, right? And then we're going to bring this out into the Twitter spheres, as that still exists as of recording.
Yeah.
And then you guys get to see who has the better team, House Joe or House Kyle?
Yes.
So that said,
I forgot to turn my alarm off.
What song is that?
Oh, come on.
That seems very cheery.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you don't know it? Mm-mm. Let me see if I can play it again.
Yeah, play it again.
If it decides to ever work.
It's like the Lego like thing. Everything is awesome. You know, you're waking up to that. Everything is cool and you're part of it.
It's not working right now, but it's the Buckstack song.
So confirmed. Kyle wakes up to the Buckstack song every day.
Yeah.
The things I learned about you, man, that's wonderful. you're seriously one of the most pure individuals I've ever met.
Well, it's sometimes it's that one or it's a very tonal shift.
Yeah.
It's a Blood in the Water from Grandson. So one or the other is what I wake up to.
Yeah. I usually wake up to either, I don't know, Carly Jepsen or Slipknot. It just depends on the time.
Yeah,
the
day. You know, maybe it's a Monday, maybe it's a Wednesday.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know.
Maybe I'm listening to, what is it, book, what is it, like Chapter Gray or whatever the Slipknot album is, the best one.
Yeah, who knows?
All right, Kyle, listen, I'm ready to fight. Now,
let's do it.
One more little bit of pretext. Why are we doing a fantasy league in the middle of July? Good question. Great question, everybody. I know you're wondering. It's because Sean Capri and Carpool Gaming decided to leave us high and dry and, just drop their fantasy league with us because, you know, it was too hot and they had to get out of the kitchen because, you know, that's what adults do. So, Kyle...
Do you want to leave that in?
Yeah.
Is that too petty?
No, it's just petty. It's not even petty. It's an observation. Anyway, Kyle.
Okay.
I think I'm pretty accurate. It goes into this. It goes into this. You ready for this? Number one rule. All right. Walking into this so we know. Yeah. All right. Because some people didn't. And now I need to say it to you. Everything we're going to do about this fantasy league from here on out is a bit. We don't mean any of the weird, maybe even vaguely mean things we say because it's all a joke for people to laugh about on social media and have fun with each other. It's kind of like WWE or the AEW where wrestlers talk smack on Twitter. Does that sound good?
It does. Are you sure you want this as part of the episode?
Yes, this is absolutely part. We need to set ground rules, okay? All right. rule number two. Okay, so rule one, nothing is real, everything's permitted, whatever it's called. But nothing rule two. Rule two, okay?
Okay.
You ready for this one? We're leaving the kids out of it.
Thank God. Yeah, no, don't come after my girls and the boy.
Yeah, we're going to leave the kids out of it. Yeah, we're not going to...
You know what? It's somewhat worrying that that was even a thought that crossed your mind.
Well, because
in the first place. To even come up with that ground rule, you're like, you know what? No, I'm going to leave them out of it.
Yeah, we're not going to question each other's unclehoods.
No, absolutely not.
I'm not an uncle, but like I'm a big cousin, so like leave that out of it. Yeah. And number three, just have fun out there.
Yeah.
You know, this is fun. The last thing I want to ask, Kyle, is we need to put some skin in the game. And this is not a here or now. This is not a, like, right now we got to decide it.
All right.
I'm thinking that one of us, if we lose, have to do something. Akin to, and I was thinking this, let's just say if I win on an episode of the Trophy Room, you have to wear a ridiculously small cowboy hat and a ridiculously, not like a small little cowboy vest.
Oh boy, okay.
And then like every once in a while you have to like twirl a revolver, a toy revolver in the air during the show.
Okay. I have many questions.
Sure.
First question.
Uh-huh.
Every month is going to be a new punishment? Every episode?
No. Just like if someone wins, someone loses in this fantasy critically.
Oh, and only this fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two. Are we going to use Patreon funds for the small cowboy hat?
I mean, yeah, you just go to a party city. Yeah, you're going to go to a party city. You're going to get one of those.
Well, I'm going
to
drive an hour to a party city.
I'll mail you a party city.
Oh, the whole store. The whole store.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll have Patreon funds for $20 to go to a party city.
Don't leave me high and dry, though, when I beat you.
Well, now gives us... Okay, so the rule is if I beat you, you get to wear a goofy little cowboy hat. If that's what you want.
Yeah, sure.
A goofy little cowboy vest.
Okay.
And like, it's just small enough to make it funny. It's not like, you know, like, you obviously can't... Like, the fabric can't touch each other.
Exactly. I'm gonna be like this the whole time.
He's like, fat guy in a little skirt.
Let's square up the news.
Exactly.
I'm going to be cramped up by the end of that episode. But yeah, go ahead.
You're just going to be T-posed the whole time.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. You think of one for me. So that's where the line is. All right.
Oh, I got it. I already have it.
Oh, really? Okay. Go for it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's similar to, oh my God, you did face paint for what? What was
Kratos.
It? Kratos. Yeah, you did Kratos. This time you're gonna have to do an episode with Insane Clown Posse makeup. We'll get it.
And I have to make references to
yeah, exactly. The Juggalos and the Juggalettes.
Yeah. I'll be like, and I'm your Juggalo. Mr. Oh, all right. Cool. All right. So I gotta be a Juggalo, you gotta be a little cowboy.
Woody, a real life-size Woody.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking, really.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Here are the rules of this league, though.
Yes,
because
please.
We're starting halfway through. There will be no counter picks.
None.
So no got to worry about that. There's 20 games for each team.
Okay.
But we're going to draft all 20 today.
Today.
This episode. Mm-hmm. We're not going to worry about, like, leaving spots open to pick up newly announced things because I think we both feel like the rest of the year is already kind of sort of filled out.
Sure.
I don't know if we expect any more big surprises.
I wouldn't think so, right?
No.
Yeah.
And another little wrinkle to this is we are allowed to drop any game.
Okay.
But if we pick up a game in its place, we can't drop that game that we pick up, so we're stuck with it.
Okay.
So only drafted games can be dropped, but if you pick something up in that place, that game is stays with you. Doesn't matter.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Alrighty.
How do we... So, who's going first?
Well, I have it up here. I'm going to pretty much do random, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. But, like, we just need a random number, and I'll click it that many times. That's how I usually do it.
Oh, okay. So, like, the closest to that number.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, 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 cool. Can you share your screen?
What number? Oh, yeah, yeah, I can do that.
I don't fucking trust you.
Come on, dude. How dare you?
Yeah, we just got a...
You see it? Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. What's okay. The number? It's like 1 to 100?
Let's see. How many icons are in Final Fantasy 16? Let's do it that way.
Ooh.
Was there six?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so let's do six. So there's one. Two. Oh, riveting stuff. Three. Four. Five. Six. Okay, I'm up first.
I think actually there's seven. I think there's seven.
No. We agreed on six. All right, let's start drafting.
Let's do it.
Oh, are we all playing PlayStation games or all games?
All games. Since it's the second half of the year, since we're, you know, like good next version or next year's version of this is going to be only PlayStation.
Only PlayStation.
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. I mean, come on. Spider-Man 2, what are we doing here?
Oh, wow. You're going Spider-Man 2 first.
Joe.
Wow.
Are you telling me in that spot you wouldn't go Spider-Man 2?
No, I actually would not.
You're stupid.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, wowee. I got to go next.
Doubting the biggest PlayStation game of the year already?
I'm not.
Look at you.
No, I think Spider-Man 2 is going to be an 88. Like, that's...
Oh, like every other PlayStation
exactly.
game?
Just like every other PlayStation game, because the expectations are too high. But one game that I know is going to absolutely dominate this year is Super Mario RPG.
Oh, yeah. That's a good pick. So
that's my second pick, Super Mario
RPG. You also go again, because it's Snake Draft. So
ooh, wowee. Okay, so the next game that I think is going to do really well. Oh, so I feel like I got like the better pick, right? Like, second's kind of the best.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Sure. I get two next, so you know, make this pick count.
Oh, okay. So the way I'm thinking here, I'm thinking of games that are going to absolutely crush it this year. Mm-hmm. I am gonna take. No disrespect to Starfield, I don't think it's gonna be like the highest rated game. Like I think the expectations that this thing has to be Zelda level big. Or this is the only game that could dethrone it, is like building expectations too high. I actually think it's going to rate somewhere along the lines of Spider-Man. Though I think the game that is going to do really well is Sea of Stars. So that's going to be my second pick. I think Sea of Stars is
going to be my second pick.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I think Sea of Stars is going to really blow people's minds.
Oh man, I hate this already. I'm already nervous. What to do? I'm kind of with you on Starfield.
Right?
Like even though it doesn't appeal to me fully, I think it's going to score well, but I think that's because I feel like a lot of people are going to overlook some issues that are probably going to happen. Because it's a Bethesda game. Like, let's be honest. Yeah. Most Bethesda games don't come out perfect.
They come out with a little bit of drink.
A little bit. I think a lot of people are going to overlook it because they've been waiting so long for this thing. And that Starfield Direct was impressive.
Yeah. But we still don't, like, again, like, there are still some things about that are cut so weird. Like, the action segments are way too short. You don't get to see a long-running thing. You know, you don't really get to see it in movement much in terms of combat. So that's my only like hesitation for Starfield.
And I'm still like, what's the story? You know, like I need there's got to be something to keep me going. That's why I hopped off of No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't anything to like propel me to keep going.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, it looks kind of like No Man's Sky. I'm not sorry about it. No. Kind of does a little bit.
With all that being said, I still think it's going to be in the 80s and that's point. So I am going to take Starfield.
Absolutely. I think that's a good call.
I think it's a safe pick.
Yeah.
Here, though, here's where things get interesting. Yeah. I'm trying to think in the mind of Joe, and I don't want to play the game that you try to play, where, oh, let's take Kyle's games and fuck them over.
Whoa, right? Whoa.
So I'm thinking purely for what I think is going to score extremely well.
Yeah, extremely well.
And I'm going to take Forza.
Fuck, no way. That was going to be my next pick.
I'm going to take Forza.
That's really smart. That's really smart.
I got to think with the brain and not the heart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was that's really good. That was going to be my second pick. No bullshit. Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah. All right, wow. I got this list here. Now I got to start crossing things off.
Oh, you prepare for this? I don't prepare. Oh,
I literally wrote for like 5 minutes. It was just like...
Okay. So far... by the way, I'm House of Bangers, Joe's House of Slanger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, House of Bangers already killing it.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Even though you stole Sea of Stars from me.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's right. Now I get to?
Yes, you get to.
Okay. So, again, got to think logically here, right? What do I think is going to score... big.
There's a Joe-ass thing just sitting right there for you at the top of the list.
Yeah, there's something that, again, I gotta think with my heart here, man. I love From Software, but Armored Core is a very big departure, and I don't know if that's what people are really expecting.
I don't know, departure. Some would say going back to its roots.
Sure. But I'm gonna go with Hollow Knight Silksong.
Oh, okay.
They still say it's coming out this year.
Okay.
They have not deviated from it. So I'm going to believe that that's what they're going for.
All right.
Then the next game.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks so fucking good, and I'm taking my mind, body, and soul out of it.
Don't do it.
I'm taking Mortal Kombat 1.
Son of a bitch.
That's right. That's right.
That was literally what I was thinking of drafting over Starfield earlier. Damn it.
Dude, it looks so good. It looks...
It really does. It so really does. Good, dude. Oh, my
and
God.
And there's a new gameplay trailer out, I believe.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Let me... I think Ed Boon's like, we're dropping it today. So... Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kyle. Jeez.
It's already getting tight.
Threw a wrench.
It's already getting tight.
Threw a wrench in the whole thing.
And I'm fighting off a sneeze. You keep talking.
I can't not let you have both Mario games, so I'm taking Wonder.
Fair. That was probably going to be the next one, too. Fair.
I have to. It's going to score like in the 80s. I got to think of guaranteed points here. Here. Okay, I'm going to talk this out loud. All right?
Go for it.
Alan Wake 2 looks incredible.
It does look really good.
Is it going to get delayed?
No. I think they're pretty steadfast on October. Like, they just put out, like, a checklist of, like, hey.
Did they?
Yeah. Like, I think just yesterday. Let me just see. Alan Wake.
Because I'll be honest with you. I'm a little worried that the extended gameplay thing was literally an extra minute of what they showed in the trailer.
Right.
And they didn't show a whole lot more.
The other end of that is Alan Wake is a cult.
It. It's Remedy.
Yeah.
It's Remedy. What am I doing?
Remedy's. I was going to even say, like, if you don't take it, I'm going to probably take it next.
Well, like, what am I doing? I'm overthinking. Again, I'm moving away. I got to think with my brain.
Yeah. Got to think with your brain. Got to think with your brain. Now, here's something I'm taking. Oh, also, it says Hades 2 is available.
Yes, I see that.
Are we not doing that because it's an early access game?
No, if you want to take the risk, you can take the risk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. TBA games.
Mm-hmm.
That's an even bigger wrench in the plans here.
I know. That's why I allowed it.
Oh, wowee. Okay, wow.
Damn. Oh, I saw it, Joe. I saw it. And it's that ever-loving battle of, like...
Is it coming out this year?
Not even that. Like, do early access games get reviewed?
That's a good question. I mean, let's look at Supergiants on Twitter. Let's see. Super.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me see. That's.
And also, like, you're at pick five. Is it too early to take that big of a risk at pick five?
True.
That's where I'm. Why am I helping you? Fuck you. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Their last tweet was on June 9th, and they seem pretty quiet. Uh-huh. So there is a big risk of taking this, you know?
Yeah.
A really big risk.
You would imagine it would probably be showed off at a big gaming thing, but
right.
Do you see it coming to Gamescom?
Is Supergiant European studio by any chance? Let's see where they're located.
I don't know.
Let's see.
I know they're obviously tight with Jeff now.
Yeah. They're California.
Yeah, so.
And it's a European affair. That's a big risk. But even bigger reward, right? So let's go on. Let's also go on Open Critic. Let's just see. Hades. Because you're right. It will Hades actually be reviewed in early access?
Mm-hmm.
Great question. So let's see. I'm going to sort September. Here's what I'm going to do. So I get to pick two, correct?
Yes, you do.
All right. So I'm not going to let this one escape from me. I'm going to pick Cyberpunk.
Yep. I figured you would.
I was there's a new Bring Me the Horizon song where it's just like, yeah, these guys played Cyberpunk and they're just like,
oh, that's
let's,
cool.
Like, yeah, let's fucking go. And I'm going to take the first risk. I'm going to do Hades 2.
Sure.
Yes. Were you playing me? Were you two-timing me, dude?
I was 1,000% playing you.
Oh, holy shit. Oh, my God. Look at this guy.
Because the first game did get reviewed in early access.
Right, yeah. I saw it was like September 2020, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn it.
Okay. And I thought,
damn it.
There's a good chance. I'm feeling pretty confident.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we both have good teams. We have powerhouses so far, both teams. Here's where it's getting interesting, though.
Okay.
What am I doing? What? Come on. Everyone was raving about this game at Summer Game Fest.
Talk about it.
From the minds from Limbo and Inside.
Oh, good pick. I was going to
take Cocoon.
I was actually, real talk, I was going to do that. I was going to do that probably next.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Look at my list is getting
My thing is, I mean, we talked about it briefly, Armored Core, right? Like,
right.
It's from Software. They don't really miss ever.
No.
Are people going to be upset, though, that it's not, like, it's a mech fighting thing, right?
And I'm not going to try to.
With Armored Core, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to try to steer you here in a, I'm not trying to two-time you. On one hand, it has some things that are reminiscent to what we see in a From Software game or a typical one. At the same exact time, when they stray away, like, let's just take a look at a Sekiro, it's still a stellar game, right? The only thing is that it's Armored Core, and Armored Cores are hit or miss. So, you know, you're looking at a series that could be an 8 or a 6,
yeah,
like a Phil Spencer game.
Sure.
Look at that. That was a sting. I got what you're saying, Phil. I agree with it.
Yeah.
Got
but risks. However, I'm going out of way left field. I want games in the 80s show.
Right. Yeah.
I'm taking City Skylines too.
That's a really good pick.
People, it's also that weird metagame of like people who love those kind of games are the ones that are going to review them.
Yep. And let's just see. City.
Oh, I looked. The first one got an 83, and it came out in 2015.
Yeah.
So I think enough time has passed for them to like upgrade the crap out of that thing. So
you know what? Every time I think about like games like City Skylines or SimCity, I think of SimCity on like I think it was the Super Nintendo, and playing as a kid and actually loving the crap out of it.
Was that SimCity 2000? No, not 2000.
I think so.
I couldn't remember.
I totally forget. All right. Now we're starting to get into the weeds here.
Now we're playing the game of who's taking Armored Core.
Exactly. And I think that's my next pick is Armored Core.
Yeah.
As the From Software stand, I feel an obligation to take it. And then the next pick, this is where I think we're starting to get risky. Like, I actually think we're really starting to get into, okay, now these aren't the safe picks, right?
Sure.
We're running out of them. So I'm taking a look right here, right now.
Checking a look.
You took a lot from me here.
I took a lot from you? You
took a lot from me.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna be safe again. I want to think with my brain.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Pikmin 4.
Think about that. Okay. Yeah. Think about that. You know. Do you really want to go through it?
And I'm really thinking of the guy in the mirror putting on the makeup, the clown makeup, and crying.
Absolutely.
Oh God. Yeah.
Let me do a little research here for a quick second. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Keyboard. Okay. What are you doing?
I want to be on the board first.
Oh. Are you taking Oxenfree?
I'm taking Oxenfree.
Fair. I like that.
Oxenfree to Lost Signals.
Good play. Can't hate it.
No.
Oh, you get another one.
Yep. There's another big one, but I want to see if I can wait another round. And no, it is not on page one, sir. So don't even. Not making it that easy for you.
Oh, no. I'm looking at something else.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? This is the only time I'm picking with my heart.
Go for it.
I'm not going to let you take it from me. I've been clamoring for it for years. I'm taking Star Ocean, the second story.
Can I be real?
I can't not let you take it because I know you would.
I was going to take it next. Good. That's what I was typing up, I swear to God. I was like, how well do the good Star Ocean games do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good.
All right. Okay. That's cool. Honestly, I like this because we're taking games that it's in our head, but it's also in our hearts. You know, like we're rooting for these games. Mm-hmm. So I like that quite a bit. Okay. Now, again, we're getting risky.
Who's taking that Avatar game, you know? Who's taking it?
Not me, I don't think. I think I got time for that one. And, again, now we're getting into... Man, I really wish Stellar Blade was this year.
Yeah.
I just saw it. I was like, damn.
Looks cool.
All right, let me do one more thing.
Okay.
All right, let me just do this.
Oh, we're like halfway done, too.
Are we really?
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm going to wait.
Oh, you're going to wait, huh?
Yeah, I think I can wait. I'll wait on Skull and Bones.
All right, cool. I guarantee you that never crossed my mind.
You know, I'll wait on it. Oh, my goodness gracious. How funny it would be I took Exo Primal, you know?
That would be, hey, take it. By all means.
No, couldn't be me. It couldn't be me.
You don't want to get into that mech Ryu suit? Ryu suit?
Couldn't be me. I gotta say, can we stop with the WarioWare games?
No, let's not stop with them. Why not? They're great. They're a good time.
They're stupid.
They're good time.
They're so dumb. Ooh. Okay, well.
What's happening?
I don't understand what's happening. Oh, damn, it's ineligible. I was going to do the Metal Gear Collection Volume 1.
Yeah, no, because they're just ports.
Yeah, they're just ports. Dang, wouldn't that be cool, though?
That'd be wild.
That would be such.
You get, what, like 6 games for the price of 1?
Exactly. Oh. Okay, listen, I had to try.
Yeah, try.
Let me reach it to. See, this is getting tough. Because now I feel like we're taking legitimate risks here.
Uh-huh.
But also, I feel like this is a Joe-ass game, so I'm going to do Lies of P.
Yep. If you weren't, I was taking it next round, so.
That's a common theme this episode. And then I'm going to swerve you here, Kyle. All right?
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to swerve you. I'm doing Like a Dragon, Gaiden, the man who erased his name. What a fucking badass.
It's a good name. That's a good pick.
I'm going right and all off the name, dude.
And I'm very happy you left my next pick.
What's that?
A return to its roots, smaller in focus. I think AC Mirage is going to crush.
Ooh, I was debating it. I really was.
I think it's going to do very well.
You know what? The 17th is going to be really big for you, bud.
What is it?
You got Alan Wake and Mirage.
Oh, crap. Yeah. And the week before is Spider-Man? No, a few days later is Spider-Man. A few days
later is Spider-Man.
It's going to be a big week.
Huge. It's going to be a huge week. I don't know how I'm going to survive. It's okay. You're taking AC Mirage.
Yep. I'm taking Assassin's Creed.
That's right.
All right, Adam.
Yes.
The Sandler's in the house here. Let's see.
There are some that I feel like I could wait on.
Yeah?
As I'm looking through, I would love to have this, but I can wait a little bit.
What's the one you feel like you can wait on a little
bit? I'm not saying anything to you. Are you? I don't want you to take it from me.
All right. That's fair.
Yes. Metal Gear Solid Delta. Let me take that.
You think it's coming out this year?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
That's like 3 years away, I feel like.
Yeah. I was going to say, I like you, man, but you're crazy. You're crazy, man.
I'm crazy.
You're crazy, dude.
All right. Down the list is a little too crazy for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pick it, but do you think Space Marine 2 is actually hitting this year?
No, but I would love it too.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love it too.
Even though it doesn't have a firm release date.
Mm-hmm.
Just still says 2023.
Yeah. What are you taking?
Hold on. Two open critic.
Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
Don't like that pedigree.
Oh. I'm taking Talos Principle 2.
That was a really good pick. I honestly thought I had a couple of turns before that was going to happen.
Yeah, no.
I think the only thing there is that has a good chance of getting delayed out.
Yes, that's what makes me a little... Pretty much all Devolver stuff that still only says 2023 has me a little nervous.
Yeah. But again,
we're now closer to 2024 than we are to the beginning of the year, so it's a little nervous.
And the time to reveal something is now.
Exactly.
I'll take the same risk with you, bud.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Lucky Squire. I think the game looks great. I think it looks wonderful. I'm gonna take that one from you.
Yep.
And then I'm trying to think of. Let me see if this is available. No. Okay. I was just gonna see if Baldur's Gate was available.
No.
Can we also just say, when is Vampire Survivor coming out on PlayStation?
I don't know. It's everywhere else.
I'm getting kind of tired of waiting.
Yeah, you know? Right? You know what? I'm going to call it right here. It's going to be a Gamescom announcement.
You know what I also feel is going to be a Gamescom announcement?
What?
The next game I'm taking. Got to rep my Spaniard brothers and sisters who are making Blasphemous 2.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Yeah. First game's excellent. A game that I couldn't beat because it's actually too grotesque for me. I'm like, wow, this is
which
actually
I find
fucked up.
Wild.
Yeah, and I'm getting into more horror stuff. I saw Jeepers Creepers for the first time.
Oh, creator of that is not great.
Are they really not?
They're
like a kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Well, fun fact: I think that movie's kind of overrated, but the chick in it, mad cute.
Sure.
But also, if you ever hang out with Justin Long, just don't overstay your welcome. Leave as fast as you can. You got 5 minutes with the man, and then you need to run.
Okay. Another one that is coming out pretty soon, and mm-hmm. the demo is incredible. I'm taking Viewfinder.
Ooh, okay. All right.
I love a good puzzle game like that.
Oh boy. Just think about it.
Now we're going crazy.
And this is where I think this is where your strengths are going to come into play. Because
I know
now
more
we're getting
indie stuff.
Yeah, we're getting into like some indie stuff. So I think you're actually going to have a much like better time than I.
Sure. And another like pick with my heart.
Yeah.
More over the, my brain. I think it's going to do well. The voice talent in this game is off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Winery is doing the music for it. I'm taking Stray Gods, a role-playing musical.
Ooh. Okay.
I think that's going to be like a return to form for the Telltale kind of adventure game kind of thing. And I cannot wait. And it's coming everywhere, too. So I'll be able to play it on PlayStation. I'm very happy.
Damn, that's a really good pickup. All right. I'm thinking here. Ooh. It's getting a little difficult. I'm going to go Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. No, I'm only kidding.
Yeah, do it.
Actually, I think it was a good pick. I think you should go for it. All right. Now we start getting into... I gotta start making some
Moves.
Choices, some moves that I'm not truly comfortable with, because I feel passionately about. I feel passionately about this.
Okay.
But now we're getting into the parts where like I don't know for sure. Like, first I'm taking Sonic Superstars.
Okay.
I believe in it. I think it's gonna be
good. I wasn't gonna touch that with a 10-foot pole, so have at it.
Oh, how dare you, sir.
I really do not like Sonic games. This is not a joke. This is not me playing up a bit. I generally do not find them fun.
Let's see.
I gotta make sure locked and loaded.
Oh, do you really? You seem pretty confident about this. I just got to make sure this has a release date. Damn, it does not. Devolver, what are we doing? I don't feel like risking Gunbrella.
It's a good pick.
It's a good pick. It looks really great.
Looks like a good time.
But it is still just 2023. Just like Plunky Squire, I can't risk it for the biscuit. I feel like I gotta put my. Damn it! Yes, he has such.
Should I order you the face paint now?
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Damn.
Study up and figure out how magnets work, because I'm expecting you to wrap the whole verse.
Oh my God. Magnets, how do they work? I don't know. Damn it, this is getting difficult. Kyle.
Yeah, you only have 7 picks left, so.
We have 7 picks left. I gotta do
Make
replaced.
It good. Okay.
Gotta do replaced. Solid. A solid pick.
It is solid. I mean, I hope it comes out. I want to play it.
Yeah.
But something I did forget about when I was like, oh, I hope we see it during the Xbox showcase. They are Ukraine, or they moved out of Ukraine. Yeah. So that probably.
Same with the Stalker deaths.
Yeah. So take your time.
And the Stalker deaths are in, are along the border of Russia too. Like,
yeah.
I forget where. Kherson, I think. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Seems like he got yours locked and loaded.
I've been excited for this since it was unveiled in 2021.
Okay.
Still no firm date.
No firm date. So this is a risk.
But the art style, the IP.
Yeah, I know. This is going to hurt me.
looks like it's perfect for a tactics game. I'm taking Metal Slug Tactics.
Oh, good call. Good call. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think that's going to do very well. Here we go.
What's your next one, bud?
Back to it. Back to the grind. Mm-hmm. Finding what's going to get me points.
That's right. We're running out of time. I mean, not us, like, specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what?
Let's be real. I think Disney Illusion Island looks stellar.
Yes, but...
don't know if it's going to score very well.
Yeah, Delalo Studios' last game was... in real talk, that was one I was struggling with.
Yeah.
Was Battletoads. It did not review great. So it's like maybe they're leaning on that IP. But again, the game looks good, you know? So I don't know. You could take it.
No, I'm going to take another one with just 2023. I'd be shocked if it comes out this year, but just in case.
Okay.
Another PlayStation exclusive.
Exclusive.
Helldivers 2, welcome to the team.
Fair enough. They just released some new footage of it.
Oh, they did? Cool.
Yeah. So you can have it. All right.
Really?
Yeah, man. Okay. Hey, you can. I'm saying you can have it. It's yours.
The shade that was just thrown my way.
No, I hope it does well, bud. I really do. You're gonna need all the help you get because I'm picking Persona 5 Tactica.
Okay.
I love a good tactics. You know. Yeah. I love when a plan comes together. And yeah, that's like, why not, dude? Why not? And let's see, I'm looking at where I can go from here.
I feel like the LeBron James meme of, oh, I can't believe this is my life. Just soaking up in the sun that I got Helldivers 2 all the way down here.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If it was like Helldivers 1 where it's like isometrically, it's up, you know, sky view. The fact that it is more third-person shooter-esque, that thing's really got to deliver. It's got to do something different, right? It can't just be a competent shooter. It has to do something that pushes that genre. And I just don't think that's going to happen, all right? Here's one that I think we've overlooked. To each other's detriment. Never mind. I looked at the reviews.
Oh, yeah? Well, what was that game?
It's Detective Pikachu Returns.
Oh, yeah. No.
I think we've overlooked I Am Jesus Christ coming out quarter four.
Oh, I haven't overlooked it. I have heavily researched that first-person Jesus game. The Steam page is... hilarious.
Oh, God.
Perform miracles to your closest disciples.
Dude, you know, RoboCop Rogue City? Like, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Killer Clowns from Outer Space. The Finals. Actually, The Finals does look really good.
The Finals? What's The Finals?
So The Finals is a multiplayer, like... 100 versus 100 multiplayer game akin to Battlefield. It's all about destruction, destructibility.
Oh, cool.
Made by ex-Battlefield devs.
Oh, that's cool.
I think one of the heads of the studio, actually. Oh, and while I'm saying this, you know, Joe, I was trying to think in my head. You know, Kyle, one game that it is, I think, 110% going to be a sleeper hit is Lords of the Fallen.
I was looking at that one.
It looks legitimately great, and this is a Joe Ash Joe game. So Lords of the Fallen falls right next to Persona 5.
Tactica!
They're chibi. They're cute, Kyle.
Yeah, they're all right.
All right.
My next pick is based off of previews from Summer Game Fest, people who have played it.
Love it.
Thinking that it's an improvement over the original.
Oh, an improvement, you say?
I'm taking Remnant 2.
That's a really good pick. I'm not even, like, being a dick. That's a good pick.
First one got, like, a 78, so it's still positive points. And like, I watched the Easy Allies talk about their time with it, and they had a good time and talking about how it improved on the original. And
yeah,
it seems like it's going in the right direction. So yeah, might as well.
All right, fair.
I feel like I can wait on that one.
Oh,
I think I got at least another round. I think
you got another round. All right.
Ooh,
tell me, what are you looking at? What are your peepers seeing there, bud?
I'm seeing Ghost Runner 2.
Uh-huh.
Another only 2023.
Only 2023.
Was unveiled at PlayStation Showcase. Mm-hmm. Right? It was a PlayStation Showcase?
Yep.
There's so many within a week and a half, they blend together.
Yeah, and I believe it was already shown at Jeff's thing at E3 with the same date.
Oh, like the Summer Days of Play
Summer
that
Days
they had?
Of Play thing, yeah. Well, it wasn't at Summer Days of Play. There was no demo.
Oh, okay.
It was at like his showcase.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
A one hit, you're dead, traversing through
stuff. The first game's a good time.
Yeah. I think it's an achievable plat, but it is very much for like the perfectionist in mind. You know? Yeah.
With that being said, I want to go with a actual game that has an actual date.
Sure. Tell me.
I'll leave the risks for my final.
Risk it for the biscuit, dude. Risk it for the biscuit.
I'm going to take a game I'm actually very excited about. It's one that it's not a you thing at all.
Mm-mm.
I'm taking Goodbye Volcano High.
I knew you would. Yeah. I knew you would.
I don't know if it's going to score crazy good. Yeah. I hope it does, but positive points. It won't be below 70.
Okay.
Which, if you're not familiar, should have said that at the beginning. The way points work is any score above a 70 is a single positive point.
Yeah.
Below 70, you start getting negative.
Yeah.
And you get bonus points if a game stays in the 90s, which is very hard to do.
Very hard to do. Which we did very well in our previous fantasy league, which is probably why they ran away. Let's see. I'm done being petty. It was just a game. They took it too far, not me. Let's see. I think, Kyle, I love you and I appreciate you. You're a fool not to pick Ghost Runner 2. I think that game's going to be good.
I know, but like I took Helldivers 2 and Metal Slug Tactics, both only 2023. I want something concrete.
Fair. That's fair. And as I look for things that are like concrete as well, again, like my whole list that I made, out the window.
Yeah, I figured. Right?
We already took them all. So like I'm really running out of, you know.
I like doing like filling the whole team now. I like this.
Yeah, this is because like, there is not a lot left.
Don't forget, I have one waiting that I said I'm waiting on. So
I know. Listen, it's some probably some like little devil inside, right? You know, like it's something weird.
No.
Do you think that game's actually gonna come out ever?
I hope so.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't like
the way the game looks. It might play like crap, but I like the way it looks.
I'm still thinking. I'm still not sold on anything but I Am Jesus Christ at the moment. You know?
Hey, go get that Ebenezer Christmas Carol Metroidvania. That should be a good time.
I think I'm good.
Why not? I played the demo.
I think I'm pretty good, yeah.
All right.
Let's see. I'm still thinking. Don't.
Thinking.
Don't you. Give me a hint. What were you thinking?
No, I'm not giving you any hints. I don't want to be stuck in a tiny vest for 2 hours.
That guy in a little coat. Oh, come on, Kyle. It'll be fun. This one is a risk. There is risk involved in these type of things, man.
And Payday not screaming out to you?
No.
No?
I mean, There's no way this one's not going to hit well.
Okay.
Let's do Counter-Strike 2.
Okay.
I think that's a safe pick. Invites are starting to go out as well for it. So okay. It's coming. Yeah.
The one that I said that I was going to, I was safe, you know, holding on to. Yes. I knew you would overlook it. Is SteamWorld Build?
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. Yeah.
Yeah. SteamWorld games are a huge thing. Again, it's a building game, not my thing, like City Skylines, but people who love those games are going to review them.
Yep.
I think people enjoyed the early access stuff that they played.
Yeah, man. SteamWorld only tracks high, too. Like, they're a great series. And it's cool because they take a lot of risks, too, you know?
Yeah, every new game is something.
Yeah.
New genre, except for Dig 2, of course. But.
Okay, here we go. SteamWorld Build.
For the vibes. I need a game just for the vibes.
Just go for the vibes alone, dude.
Party Animals, welcome to the
team. Dude, it does look good.
I don't care if you score 71.
Right.
I'm going to be happy with Party Animals as part of my team.
It looks like a fun time. All right.
These are your last two picks, by the way, Joe.
Yep. Last two picks. Gotta make them count. Ubisoft, I believe in you. Give me Avatar.
All right.
One of the last ones. Let's do it up. Avatar it is. What is the next one here? Wizard with a gun. Just I like the premise alone.
It's got great music.
Yeah. And ooh. What is catching my eye?
I can't wait to actually learn where Witchfire is going to come out to.
What do you mean?
The game Witchfire? It looks awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, yeah. The consoles and
sorry, actual I coughed, by the way.
Date and stuff. It's okay. You're allowed to.
I leaned out like a dumb idiot. I'm like, I got the mute button right here. Why didn't I just...
It's like Chocolate Rain. I move away to the mic to breathe in.
Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain.
Something of the few.
He used chocolate to be the rain. Most famous person that followed me on Twitter. Because I think really? He just followed everybody at some point.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What about that Thirsty Suitors?
No.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Pepper Grinder? Looks good.
What's Pepper Grinder?
It's another Devolver game that has no solid date.
Yeah. No, can't do that.
Do you think Immortals of Avium is going to do more than like a 75?
Honestly, I think that's the high. It's going to be like, no doubt the game's going to be good, right? But is it going to be great? I don't know about that, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I even think me taking Avatar is a risk, a really big risk.
Sure.
You ever wish, like, Sean just quit a little, like, sooner, you know?
No comment.
You know, so that I could have taken, like, Diablo, you could have taken, like, Final Fantasy 16.
No comment.
Oh, you know what really hurt, Kyle? I'm going to... Oh, whoever put this in here, you just want to hurt me. Unannounced Bloodborne remaster.
I saw that.
Ow. Ow, that hurts so bad. Why would you do something like that to me, of all people? Let's see.
Oh, Joe, you're really dragging it along here.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know.
Venba looks like it could do well for you.
Let's see. Are you just saying that so I pick something?
No, I'm generally giving you games that I'm considering.
Oh, Vampa looks awesome.
Yeah.
And who are the developers?
I don't know. It might make you feel things. I don't know if you're... I mean, you grew a little bit on this last week, but...
Toronto, Canada.
Canada.
Canada. You ever heard of that?
I've heard of Canada.
Canada.
They got their funny money going around.
It really is. It might as well be useless. I don't know, man. You know, this is like, I feel like this one has to be impactful, you know? This one has to mean something. And that means I'm stuck. Because we took all the ones that are like, wow, this is gonna hit.
There's one that I feel like, because I'm gonna pick it.
Yeah.
That you're gonna be like, oh man, I can't believe I overlooked this.
Really? Oh, really? You think that?
I do.
You think I'm gonna be like, oh, I overlooked it, huh?
Yep.
This is really tough. A lot of dead air, but this is really tough. I don't know. What do you think is the one I'm overlooking?
No, I'm not telling you.
All right. Let's see. Mina the Hollower not coming out this year, right? Bomb Rush Cyber Funk.
Could be a good time.
I don't think it looks all that great.
Okay.
Warhammer 40K Space Marine not coming out. Uh-huh. Tekken 8, no, not coming out this year. Too many fighters. Gumbrella, no. Silent Hill, I don't think is going to be great. Risk of Rain Returns, again, nothing but 2023. And that's where we're getting into like a lot of, like, we're taking chances on here. Hyperlight Breaker, seen really nothing for it. Metroid Prime 4, at this point, let's be honest, it's not coming out.
You just overlooking The Expanse, the Telltale series?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I've heard The Expanse is actually a really good show. Have you ever seen it?
I've also heard that as well. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, this could be the return of Telltale, but, I mean, it could very well not be, you know? So, I don't know, man. This one's... Now you're saying I'm leaving one out, and that gets me a little stressed. I'm not gonna lie. I'm overlooking something. That one, something so simple as Joe, you're overlooking something.
Come on, pick a game.
Has got me.
What about Endless Dungeon?
What's that?
What do you mean? What's that?
What's that?
I'm looking. I don't know what to tell you. Endless Dungeon.
Tell me another one.
Endless Dungeon.
Yeah, but, like, besides that.
But why? It was shown off at Game Awards a time or two. It looks cool.
Should I pick I Am Jesus Christ?
For the memes? I think so.
I am taking a look. I'm checking the look. I'm looking at stuff.
I don't like that you have so much time here.
Oh, you want to cut me off right here, right now?
I'm getting worried.
You know what? I'm going to put my faith in Stalker 2.
Okay.
I'm going to put my faith in this team. They're going through so much, I want them to have a big win. What are you picking that I missed?
A game, an expansion that is only going to get maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 reviews.
You thinking Mario plus Rabbids?
Nope. Welcome to the team Sea of Thieves, The Legend of Monkey Island.
Oh, okay.
The Pirates expansion got like an 80 on Open Critic.
Yeah.
So I expect similar to that. Again, just a little bit of points, just sprinkled in.
I would say I wouldn't have picked it, but I'm happy you did.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
All right, so let's you read your list, Mr. Ooh, look at me. I didn't take 10 minutes to make my last pick.
I would gladly welcome y'all to the House of Bangers. Everyone's welcome. Except if you say the word slinger, you're not allowed in. Marvel's Spider-Man 2, Starfield, Forza Motorsport, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, Alan Wake 2, Cocoon, City Skyline 2, Oxenfree 2, Lost Signals, Star Ocean, The Second Story R, Assassin's Creed Mirage, The Talos Principle 2, Viewfinder, Stray Gods, the role-playing musical, Metal Slug Tactics, Helldivers 2, Remnant 2, Goodbye Volcano High, SteamWorld Build, Party Animals for the Vibes, and Sea of Thieves, The Legend of Monkey Island. That is one hell of a stack team.
I don't know, man, because welcome to House Slanger. Not everyone's invited. Not everyone's allowed in. You say banger in this house, you're tossed the fuck out, all right?
Do you need to, like, wear a member's jacket to enter the house?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're wearing a sports coat. We go golfing every Saturday. We got some Long Island iced teas and 18 holes we're shooting, you know? Nothing but high quality living right here. Nothing but fancy decorum along the wall. You're taking a look at, you know, we got
my fancy
marble.
Decorum. Are you just sitting in the corner yelling decorum when things get a little out of control?
Decorum, decorum. rubble. Yeah, we got fancy marble statues. It's white gold. Again, like marbled stairs that lead you up into restrooms. We got a bidet. Because here, we're not like in the House of Bangers, okay? House of Slangers, we got clean asses. All right?
Why? What?
You guys got dirty butts over at the House of Bangers. We got clean asses.
I zoned out for a second. Why are you bringing my ass into this?
Because we have bidets. That's how fancy we are. We have bidets. We have a towel boy at every bathroom. Every bathroom is a guy with a towel. But here's the thing.
Yeah, no.
Because we're living the decorum life, you can wipe your hands on the guy. Because they're beneath
us. I've never been happier that House of Bangers is literally a dive bar. I've never been happier. Yo,
you're hearing fancy music like that.
Music in House of Bangers, it plays, but it's at a reasonable level, so you can actually talk to your friends and hear what they're saying.
Yeah, the stairs move, the paintings look at you, you know?
You have passwords to enter separate rooms.
Exactly. We enter a secret room that no one else can know, you know?
Yeah.
We have a room of requirement. It's all types of crazy stuff.
House of Bangers have 2 Bud Lights for $5, so welcome in.
Yeah, no, we have wine and like bubbly. That's what we call it. I don't know what bubbly is, but I think it's
champagne.
Champagne. No. It's champagne. Yeah. Say it with me, Kyle. Champagne.
No. Champagne.
Champagne.
That's how we say it in House of Bangers.
Come in. I got some champagne. Oh, God. Let him do one more SNL. All right. House of Slangers. Here's the list. Super Mario RPG Remake. Sea of Stars. Hollow Knight Silk Song. Mortal Kombat 1. Cyberpunk 2077. Hades 2. Armor Core. Fires of Rubicon. Pikmin 4. Lies of P. Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name, It All Goes Downhill Here, The Plunky Squire, Blasphemous 2, Sonic Superstars, Replaced, I Took a Wild Guess with Persona 5 Tactica, Lords of the Fallen, Ghost Runner 2, Counter-Strike 2, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, and Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. And those are the games on the House of Slanger. Now, as I'm saying it, like, yeah, there's a few that maybe I'm unsure of. But, like, Ghost Runner, Lords of the Fallen, Counter-Strike 2, like, Blasphemous 2. We got some fancy games here. For only the fanciest of people.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, there is black and white face paint on Amazon for $9.95. So you might as well get on that now. Just so you have it ready.
All right. I'm going to make that cowboy hat so tiny, dude. You're going to have to wear with a little string around your neck, you know?
If anyone listening to this wants to be you know, update on how we're doing. The league is public. We're going to put the link into the Patreon post, and we obviously will tweet out the link to our teams too.
Yeah.
So, you know, just rain down praise for my team now.
Wow. You're really that sure, just huh? Saying.
I'm so confident. I'm looking at like the picks next to each other. I feel like I've got you on most of them.
Really?
And even if I don't, I think the ones that I picked after yours, like I'm specifically like if Hollow Knight is coming out this year, it's going to score extremely well.
Extremely well.
It's paired up with Forza, which is also going to score extremely well. Yep. So right there kind of cancels them out.
Sure. Same with Starfield. It's going to do extremely well. I think Super Mario RPG is going to do a little bit better. But that kind of cancels it out. I think
Spider-Man 2 is going to do a little bit better.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you think Spider-Man 2 is going to rank?
90 even. Whew. 90 even.
I really think 88 is a safe bet. I really think 88.
How does that happen? How does every PlayStation first party game ends up at an 88?
Sure.
Why?
Because we built up expectations of what a PlayStation game is now. And so, like, even when they're high quality, we're just like, yeah, that's a PlayStation game. They should be this. And so it doesn't rate it higher. That's what I honestly believe.
Oh, you know what? No, that's a lie. Ragnarok is sitting at a 93.
Yeah.
So it's not an 88, so you lied.
Elden Ring's still a game of the year.
So, yeah.
You know? I think you really... I actually think my the first five I have, like up to Hades 2, I think they're all stronger than yours. But then once we get midway through, that's where I'm like, uh-oh. Confidence wanes. That's where I think I'll be shuffling a lot of these games around. That's for sure.
Just know the ones you pick up in instead have to stay.
Permanent. They're permanent.
Yeah. And if I see you doing any fucky business going on, I will put those games back on your team.
Oh. I didn't even know you could try to do that. All right, Kyle.
I absolutely can.
So that's been top tier. We've made our lists. We've checked them twice. Now it's for you to decide who do you think has the better list, Kyle or I? Let me know, or let us know. We're going to post this on Twitter, who has the better list. And then, you know, check this show out, man. You know, we're going to do this each and every month. It's going to be a really fun time. And we'll give you all the updated stuff on all of the new Patreon stuff next week, because I got to get my notes together for all that. It's a lot of awesome, fun stuff, that's for sure. Yeah. Kyle, is there anything you'd like to say before you get on out of here?
Nah. I'm going to win. It's easy.
Wow.
I've never been more confident in my entire life.
Wow, so toxic. So toxic, Kyle. How did you get so toxic?
Welcome to the new fucking Kyle. Get ready to enjoy your stay.
I thought this was going to be a fun game. Now I feel threatened, Kyle.
Good.
All right, well, I can't wait to leave halfway through. Kyle, that's been top tier. I'm your host, Joseph. Not salty in the slightest, but actually, can I say this? I actually like this.
I'd rather you not.
I actually like this way more. Because now when we're on the show, we get to kind of shit talk each other more, you know? We get to like rub some dirt in each other's eye. I think it's going to be great.
Okay.
And honestly, now that I'm looking at this list, you're going to have a ton of games before me.
Oh, yeah. So let's see. Before July is up, I'm going to have 4 games to your 1.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. Yeah. That's pretty wild.
That's how I planned it. Let you shake in your boots a little bit.
That's fine. Everybody loves an underdog. That's been top tier.
What universe are you the underdog?
Always the underdog. Always my entire life.
Never. Never.
House of Slanger, decorum, classy. Let's, you know, and that's going to be our hashtag. Hashtag House Slanger, hashtag keep it classy. Winky face. All right, everybody. See y'all next week.
Bye. Love y'all.